بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, yesterday Sheikh told us this beautiful story about the person, the alim, the faqih, Egypt, and what happened with him, which reminded me of the reality of the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu helps. And that is that when the slave has tawakkul on Allah, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all the means, the material means, from between himself and the slave. Now, it seems like a strange thing, because if you think about it and you say, well, you know, if I want success, we are used to thinking in material ways. If I want success, then if I'm making dua, ya Allah, give me success, then what should happen? I should get more money, I should get more influence, I should become governor of the state, or something should happen and more people and follow. This is what we think. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really wants to help you, then more than likely, it begins with losing what you even have. Let me give you examples from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to save Musa alayhi salam, right? So what does Allah do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Awhayna ila ummi Musa, we sent wahi to the mother of Musa. And what was the wahi that was sent to her? When you fear that your son may be in danger, when you fear that maybe this news got out and people are going to come and take him, what must you do? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hide him in a safe place? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, put him into a basket, right? Some floating thing. And then what? Throw it in the Nile. Now, those of you who have been to Egypt, to Al-Qahira and so on, you would have seen the Nile. What you are seeing today is a trickle that comes out of the Aswan Dam. We are not talking about that Nile. We are talking about the actual Nile, the real Nile in the time of the Pharaonic Egypt, where there was no Aswan Dam to stop the flow of the Nile. You are talking about one of the greatest rivers on earth. The Nile, the Amazon, the Mississippi, the Yangtze, the Brahmaputra, all of these are some major big rivers in the world. And the Nile is one of the major rivers in the world. You're talking about this massive expanse of water, deep water, powerful currents. And then, what is the Nile known for? For the Nile crocodile, right? One estuarian and Nile crocodile are the biggest crocodiles in the world. So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Take this little child and throw him in the water. If he doesn't drown, the croc will get him. Huh? And then what happens? Ajib, just think about this. Just think about this whole thing. The reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and told us these stories is not for our entertainment. We have to reflect on this. Now what happens? What would you do if you had the power? What would you do? Okay, first of all, I wouldn't even put the child into the water. But even if that happened, then what would I do? I would make sure that this water takes the child far away from Firaun. Yes? Somewhere, you know, boondock, somewhere, some distant village or something, maybe a fisherman finds him. Nobody knows who is this Musa. Nobody knows anything. No. What does Allah do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes that basket to float into the palace of Firaun. Now, Firaun doesn't have to find it. Allah sent it to him. Here is this. Then what happens? See the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajib. Then what happens? Okay, so now the wife of Firaun, Asiya radiallahu anha, she finds the baby, and then we have this conversation of Firaun. And then what happens? Firaun is holding this baby. Imagine this, right? The Pharaoh Ramesses IV, he's holding this baby. And they call the astrologers and their kahins and whoever who prophesied this. They said, there will be a child who will be born in the Bani Israel who will destroy you and your kingdom. So Firaun says, that is very simple. Kill them all. Khalas. In Urdu, we have a saying, Na rahe baansana bajay baansari. Baansari is the flute that is made from the bamboo. So cut down the bamboo, there is no flute. So he says, kill them. So now they bring them. They come, they see the child, and then what happens? They recognize the child. They said, this is the one. And see the Qudrat Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show His power. Yes? So no, Allah does not need to fool anybody. Allah does not need to fool anybody. It's not as if He has to hide it, the person could not recognize. No. Completely clear. That the Nujumi, he says, this is the one. All those other babies died for nothing. This is the one who is the danger to you. So now tell me something. Here is this infant. Here is this ruler who is completely ruthless. Totally. How much time and effort do you think it would have taken Firaun to kill Musa alayhi salam in that stage? Like 10 seconds, right? But what happened? We know what happened. History. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's the message for Allah? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to save, Allah does not have to do any shortcuts. Allah does not have to put any covers over anybody. Nothing. Allah will make sure that Allah wants to show what? La nafi wa la dharra illa Allah. The Firaun cannot harm you. The Firaun cannot benefit you. Nothing. Even if Musa is in the hand of Firaun, Firaun will only do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits him to do. Khalas. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Firaun the guardian of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam floated on the water. He came out from there as a prince of the palace of Firaun, and his whole family was given, you know, all the rest of it which happened. See Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See the seerah of Nabi alayhi salam. Father died before he was born. Mother died when he was maybe 5 years old or something. Grandfather looks after him, grandfather dies. Uncle takes his responsibility, uncle dies. His wife, our mother, Khadijat al-Kubra radiallahu anha, she is gone. All the means of support, cut. And tawakkul only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I remind myself and you that when we make tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you find that things are, material things are being deleted, say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. I have tawakkul Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to fear. This is insha'Allah evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to help you. So we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, final story. Ibrahim alayhi salam is in the cup of the trebuchet, the catapult which is going to throw him into this fire. Now imagine the situation. Imagine if you are standing watching, there's a huge crowd. Whole city is out there, right? Huge crowd. Major fire. What do they see? They see Ibrahim alayhi salam completely tied up in ropes. Can't move, can't do anything. He's sitting in this cup. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi says, Jibril alayhi salam came to him at that point in time and said, "Ya Ibrahim, tell me, what can I do for you? Can I help you? Tell me, what do you need?" Who is he asking? Khalilullah. Who is he asking? The one who used to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Says, tell you. Why will I tell you? So Jibril alayhi salam then goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. He says, "Ya Rab, your Khalil is about to be thrown into the fire." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "You go to him, tell him I sent you, and tell him I am asking, what do you want?" So Jibril alayhi salam comes back and says, "I am now coming here from your Rab Jalla Jalaluhu, and he is asking, what do you want?" Ibrahim alayhi salam says, "My Rab does not need to ask. What do I want? I want whatever he wants. Rida bil khada. What is my want? I have no want. What do you want? I want whatever you want." When Ibrahim alayhi salam removed the material, when he removed the asbab from between himself and his Rabb Jalla Jalalu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also removed the asbab from between himself and his slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly addressed the fire. No more Jibril. Qulna ya nar kuni bardan. وسلاما على إبراهيم. This is the Rabb that we worship. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this awareness of Himself, so that our hearts are completely lighted with the noor of the Qudrat of Allah. And every cell in our body says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to fill your hearts with His noor, and to fill your lives with barakah from Him, and to help you in ways that you cannot imagine. As He promised, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.